SAPS has deployed more officers to the Nyanga taxi rank after a fire tore through the taxi rank on Sunday night, destroying 13 taxis, 4 sprinter buses and a civilian vehicle. Wow. Police and fire services were called to the rank after flames were seen coming from some vehicles. A case of arson is being investigated, but no arrests have been made. Online is Martin Makasi, Nyanga CPF Cluster Chairperson. Martin Makasi, welcome to Newsbeat.
Good afternoon, sir, to you and the listeners.
What is an update right now on the situation? Is it calm at Nyanga at the moment?
The situation now, it is calm, and the police are busy hard at work trying to determine what could have been the cause of the fire last night.
It is unusual, isn't it? I'm sure you'll agree, for a fire just to break out in the way that it seems to have had at the Nyanga taxi rank. Would you agree with this idea, this perception?
Yeah, no, it is a bit unusual. But remember, sometime towards the end of January, there was a shooting that took place at the taxi rank in the morning during peak hour. And the 19 people that were arrested there, they got bail, all of them. And now we will not want to speculate whether it is them or their associates who are hitting hard now at the taxi association that is operating from the Nyanga terminal.
So what essentially is the conflict that has been occurring at Nyanga taxi rank? Is it a question of taxi associations? Is it a question of people fighting for taxi routes? I mean, what is at the heart of it?
At this stage, we are unable to say directly what is the cause of the current situation in the Nyanga terminus. There are speculations, but we can't discuss them because we don't have proof to back our theory. But at this stage, we can safely say Nyanga Terminus is the stronghold or the headquarters of Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is happening there, it clearly indicates that it's directed at the taxi association that is operating in that particular space.
In the meantime, of course, I think that the question that we really need to ask is, how is this affecting our daily commuters? 13 taxis are off the road, 4 sprinter buses are off the road, and a civilian vehicle, but essentially 17 vehicles that transport people within the township and without the township are no longer functioning. How is this affecting the people of Nyanga?
No, of course, it's got a negative impact, because now it means workers are unable to get to work at an appropriate time. Learners are unable to get at school at an appropriate time. Learners in the surrounding vicinity, the primary schools that are there, the primary and the high school that is there, they are also negatively affected, because nobody can sit in a classroom and relax, knowing that just outside the schoolyard, there is a potential of a violence that can break out. So it's got a very negative impact in the entire community, because Nyanga terminus is not only used by Nyanga community members only. You have people from Crossroads, from Philippi, from Kukuletu, also utilizing that same taxi space.
Right.
So it is seriously having a negative impact. We so wish that authorities can come to the party and assist in terms of ensuring that an ever lasting solution is found around the challenges that are affecting the industry.
Absolutely. And also, as a matter of interest, how many people would you say per day use the Nyanga taxi rank? I mean, it's one of the major hubs, isn't it? I mean, I'm curious how many people, because it is such an important hub.
Look, I will say on a normal day, close to 17,000 people use that particular spot.
Mm. And that's a lot of people, isn't it?
It's a lot of people. Because remember, trains are not operating. So the entire community is depending on Golden Arrow and the taxi operators. Now, if one of the services is affected, it's got a very huge negative impact on the community.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, and let's hope that SAPS can get to the bottom of what's happening at Nyanga Taxi Rank over the weekend. If you don't know, fire destroyed 13 taxis, 4 sprinter buses, and a civilian vehicle. And as Martin McCarthy, our guest, says, 17,000 people use that taxi rank a day, and we need to get to the bottom of it. People have a right to be able to travel safely to and fro from work or just to go shopping. Martin McCarthy, Nyanga CPF Cluster Chairperson, thank you for joining us on Newsbeat.
Thank you so much.